this with y'all.
You can too. You can do it. You can do it.
Everybody's favorite person is back on the podcast, and he's going to be in town pretty soon. It's this.
Oh my God.
Pretty soon.
Pretty soon. Very soon, actually.
It's very vague.
All right, hold on. Let's get this out the way. I was late to the podcast because I was taking a shit and scrolling on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Okay. And
thanks for sharing.
I don't apologize for that because come on, when nature calls, nature fucking calls. You know what I'm saying? But you know, nice to see you guys. Nice to see the boys again. Nice to see the boys.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Man, Eric, you've been fucking, dude. You look in great shape, dude.
I fucking knew you was gonna say something. I was like, I tell him, I go, bro, you're like, what, losing weight? He's like, yeah, I never.
No, that's that. Look, listen, look. I want you to take, you know, there's a difference between like gym working out and getting in shape and like fucking and getting in shape. You see those abs that he's developing? That's from all the stroking he's been doing, bro. How's that dump truck? Do you have a bigger dump truck now from all that stroking, dog?
Christ.
Of course. Jesus. It's what happens when you stretch it out. You know?
Jesus.
He's just, you know, he's doing that porn style, you know, one leg to the side, showing it to the camera. It's the whole thing.
Jesus.
Oh, wait, I do have a tripod.
Oh, my God. You heard it here first.
He's making very mature OnlyFans content, guys. Very mature OnlyFans content.
It's just him like dressed up, like sitting down doing mundane everyday things, like reading the newspaper, cleaning his glasses, and he's got like 1 million subscribers, bro. For $1.
And his black girlfriend just coming across the stream, like, do you want something? Do you want something? And he's like,
yeah.
Come on, slave daddy's dick.
Oh yeah. My geez.
Okay. See, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. I'm sure
we should write all these into like porn novels, bro. Like we could be. No,
I know somebody who's a smut novelist. So yeah,
not smut. Like those novels that women love reading all the time.
Well, they call
it's
them
smut. It's smut, called no. Smut.
Smut is like porn.
Smut is like erotica. Yeah, it's what it's called. It's smut.
Yeah, we could right? do that. I know we could be millionaires, bro.
So the girl I'm dating, she's a snut like novelist. That's what she does for a living. She writes erotica. So
what I'm hearing is that you heard it here first, everybody.
I'm dating somebody. Yeah. I don't know if it's going anywhere, but you know, at least I get to.
What are their pronouns?
What are its pronouns? As far as I know, is human female.
Oh my God!
According, at least according to its lady parts.
According okay. to so okay. so basically, so she's doing research for her next novel with you. Is that it?
Oh, 100%, bro. Oh, 100%.
Okay,
100%. She sent me an excerpt of something she's writing for one of her things.
She was like, "I thought about it while looking at your dick."
And no, basically, right? So she sends me this excerpt, and she's like, "What do you think of this? Is this too much?" And then I read it, and for the first time ever in my life, I was called the God amongst men, and I'm like, "You lying son of a bitch! Yeah. Calm your ass down. Do not call me a god, let alone amongst men. Like, this is not the body of a Greek god. This is the body of a Puerto Rican god."
That just eats rice and beans and acapulcia.
I eat acapulcia and sweat sazon. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, Jesus.
They come down from Mount Eluque.
From the top of El Junque, Daniel Gonzalez comes down. The grave Taino warrior.
His belly hanging.
So I just want to know real quick, has that one dude with the email ever fucking, you know?
Oh my God.
I need to know.
Episode. No.
Dude, it's a thing. It's a thing. We're going to make it into a t-shirt. Fuck you to the guy who wrote the email. That's what we're going to do.
Fuck you to, it wasn't even an email. It was a message.
It was a message?
Oh. I do get a lot of people saying, good sir, do you have podcast? We would like to promote podcast.
We have bots that will make you get 2,000 downloads.
I like that, yeah.
2,000 downloads.
2,000.
Their name is Mohammed Hajib or Hajib or Hadib or Muralla. There was one that was Muralla. I was like, bro, that sounds like mural in Spanish. Like, what is this? I'm telling you, bro.
That's impressive.
Do you just respond, Alhamdulillah? Do you just respond, Alhamdulillah?
Habibi,
brother. I send you.
My friend.
DVD good thing. Only $3. $3 DVD. Look, it's fake, but it's real.
Oh my god.
You're lucky I didn't answer because I went Durka Durka.
Oh my god. I don't know why is it that racial terms from the 80s sound way worse than the ones we use today.
No, that was from a movie. That's a movie quote. Okay.
I bet you it's from a 1980s movie.
No, Durga Durga is. Have you ever seen Matt Best videos? You've never seen Matt Best?
I know who Matt Best is. I've seen him on the Rogan podcast and I drink his coffee, but like, you know, never seen the video.
No, it was that movie with the marionettes.
Oh, Team America.
Team America, that's it.
Yeah, no, but
Matt, Team America, Super Team America, whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they recruit the one guy, and he goes, like, sends him into the, you know, to the terrorist camp, and he goes, like, they're asking him questions, and he goes, Durka Durka, Jihad. Durka
Durka, Jihad. Have you ever seen the ISIS button?
ISIS button? No, I have not. I need to see that. We might get
flagged for this, but fuck it. It's Matt Best.
Oh my god, it's Matt Best. This is fair use. This is fair use.
All right, that's all I got. If anybody has any questions about the new DARPA system that we're implementing, just give the tech line a call. Other than that, I'll be in my office.
Oh god.
Thanks, Rob. So, in an attempt to
pause it real quick. Can we admire the beautiful human being that is Matt Best?
Oh, no. You haven't seen him now, bro. Wait till you see. You're going to hold on. Just watch this.
No. I'm just talking in general. I've seen him on podcasts and his Instagram and stuff. But like, he's a beautiful human being. He's the white boy I want to get my credit up with. You know what I'm saying?
The only white boy dick that Danny would want.
Okay.
It's either him or Chris. DARPA
develop an Aleppo ISIS button. I haven't.
An ISIS button.
Yes.
Okay.
Used it yet, but I guess you press the button and let's go try it. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah! Lord. Oh, Lord.
Hold on, it gets better. It gets better. It gets way better.
Do something about these chow thieves, Jeff. That's two meals in one day. Fucking Blue Falcons running rampant over here. Quesadillas, El Jefe. Quesadillas, come on, man.
Dude, look at that trigger discipline. That trigger discipline. Look at that. That's some white boy shit. That trigger discipline is some like racist white boy shit.
Look at that thumb placement, bro. That shit is tight.
That dude trains every day. You saw how he retracted, presented, trigger discipline, all hands of the surface covered. Oh my god.
Hold on.
I'm not gonna lie, I mean morale is pretty high. It's pretty low.
Some employees have been concerned with work productivity, but I assure you now they're
did you happen to see an ISIS dude run by?
Did you lose an ISIS member, Eli?
No.
He's a veteran, he'll figure it out. Gosh, have you seen the ISIS button, dude?
You mean that thing?
Oh my god.
Oh lord.
Thanks, Maverly. Jeff!
Oh lord.
I love it. Love it.
Been more dirty?
Yeah, it's a little dirty around here.
Oh my god.
That's just job security.
Some of the employees think I'm a little
but I just like to have fun.
All right, so it's like Marco Polo, but a lot more dangerous.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
We'll get back to that. That's the next one.
We'll get back to
that. That's so racist.
Office ISIS button. Am I right?
Okay, so question. Okay, he has the ISIS button. What would be our button? That's what I want to know.
What would be the ISIS button, bro? Do you understand?
You understand? Okay, I get you two are veterans, but I'm not. You know,
No, anybody, it's like, oh, wait a minute. Let me not say that.
So I feel.
You're saying Al-Qaeda, but.
Here's what I think we should do. We should have a cartel button. Okay.
Why you got to make it about brown people?
Because
what, you think ISIS isn't brown? Oh, just because they're over the border, uh-huh. I get it.
Anytime we're in a pinch and
cartel,
we need to come up
just over the border.
Anytime we're in a pinch, right, and we need to write something funny, we hit the cartel button and a stack of cocaine just shows up.
No, that's Jesus.
Does it have to be a stack?
A stack? How much
is listen, a... if it's not the pile like the one on Scarface, I don't want it.
Christ, no. Why?
Okay, that's reasonable.
Because I want to wear Cuban chains with a leisure suit and a fucking AR-15 right here with a rocket launcher, dunk my face into it and be like...
So he wants
to cosplay me? Say it.
He wants to cosplay.
It. Say it.
Don't make him say it. That's how we get flat. No, so Dan just wants to cosplay, but he wants a button to just basically put him in the cosplay without him having to get on a cosplay. That's all it is.
Say hello to my little friend.
No.
Oh my God, dude. I gotta send you this. I gotta send you the clip from last night. Dude, I was doing a show and I was doing some crowd work. And I'm doing crowd work and I'm doing my whole bit about being a Puerto Rican, you know, raised in Florida or whatever. And like this group of black people were like, oh yeah, Papi, oh my God, I love Florida, blah, blah, blah. No, you don't. You don't love Florida. It's a fucking lie. Right? Like, don't lie to me. Right? It's like, why? Because Cubans hate Democrats. Okay? And they're like, oh, that's not true. And I'm like, you love Scarface, right? You've seen the movie Scarface a million times, right? What if I were to tell you he was a Republican? Oh. He's like, he hates communists. It's the truth. The dude is a fucking Republican.
Well, the drug business is very capitalistic, I have to say.
You have a profit. 100%.
You have to sell it. You have to make a profit, and then you have to set up supply lines, distribution. I mean,
no comment.
It's a true free market. It's what it is. It's a true free market.
Yeah, except they kill you if you start taking other people's.
If you don't pay them, yeah, they kill
you.
That's
part.
I mean,
that's part of the free market, dude.
That's not
the strongest. We'll survive.
I'm just saying, if you don't pay Sears, what they do is they knock your credit report. You don't pay the cartel,
they take your life.
They take out a kneecap. Okay.
No, they take your life.
I'm just saying, I'd rather take a hit on my credit report. That's all I'm saying.
You think that if we press the cocaine button, some that cocaine's got to come from somewhere,
like, bro? I hope from the mountains of Peru.
Oh my God!
I hear that's good.
I according to Scarface, it's the best.
According
for a really bad Cuban accent, Al Pacino says it's the best.
Well, as long as we get it before it gets cut with fentanyl.
Oh yeah, God. No, yeah, no, that's just crazy though. That whole fentanyl thing, bro. Like,
yeah,
it's been around for a while though.
I know. Why do they put it in everything?
But it's kind of like high fructose corn syrup. We just put that shit on everything.
You just put it on everything. Oh, why? Why?
So the conspiracy theory is, and I want to get y'all's thing on it. All right. Like, the conspiracy theory is that it's the Chinese trying to kill us from the inside. Like they,
yeah,
like the
yeah, I've
English
heard that.
Did with that. Well, like the English did with them with opium. Do you think this is true? Do you think this
I
is
mean,
valid?
I mean, we already do that with the food that we eat and the shit that we do to each other. I don't think
I mean do
that. Well, technically, from what I understand, what the Chinese do is they ship the material to make fentanyl to Mexico. And then the cartel makes the fentanyl. So Chinese don't actually send fentanyl to Mexico.
Well, you know, then problem solved.
I'm just I'm just saying, sometimes the Chinese.
Sometimes
it's okay. It's
work
okay.
Around it, they'll work around the problems. Like, we can't send fentanyl to Mexico. Well,
it's okay.
Just
it's okay. The CIA didn't invent crack. They just hired a bunch of street gang guys and goes, hey, if you put baking soda and cocaine together, it's a little rock.
The government would never
sell it for cheaper. No. Of course, it would never do that. Come on.
They wouldn't sell for cheaper. No, they would never do that. They would never sell it for cheaper. No.
Every time I come on here, I'm just like, God, it's gonna happen.
This motherfucker. Have you seen the skit of there's this comic that he's talking about? He's talking about how he doesn't like people who don't like. Hold on, let me just. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Have you seen this bit, Danny? Hold on. I can't remember his name, Eric.
Of course you can't. It's called CTE.
It's called CTE. From what? From jujitsu?
From jujitsu, serving the military, getting beat as a child. I don't know. You take your pick.
Jeez.
You're Hispanic. You've seen enough.
Conspiracy theory.
Where is it? There it is. Ron Funches.
I love Ron Funches.
Have you seen this bit?
Ron Funches is funny, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Son of a...
Son of a biscuit.
Yes. Yeah. Back to the Patreon, everybody.
Hey, Yellowstone. Love white people.
No. We are not getting...
Sovereign coppers, but I don't really care.
Yeah, we're not getting...
No time for it. Like if you're sexist or homophobic or if you don't believe in conspiracy theories... Just don't understand, how do you not believe in any conspiracy theories? I understand not all of them, not most of them, but you don't believe in any conspiracy theories? You just think the government's just batting 1,000 and telling us the whole truth? That's a strong stance to take. And again, as I said before, I don't like talking about politics on stage or off stage. I don't like talking about things I don't feel like I'm truly knowledgeable in. But I do know this. Our government is placed in charge of all of its people. I'm a father who's been placed in charge of just one son. And I lie to that nigga all the time.
All the time.
I never understood how people like didn't believe in like those conspiracies. Like I was like,
you know, there are some. Here's the thing, and y'all know Alex.
Some that are pretty far fetched that I don't believe, but are pretty entertaining.
Give me one. I'm sorry.
Say what you want. Alex Jones is more right than we care to fucking admit. Okay.
We are not going.
We are going down this rabbit hole right now, and I hope.
Nope. I am. Way oh, come on.
Did you no?
This.
Did you hear the one about Germany before World War II?
God, help me, God.
Please elaborate.
OK. Supposedly, the German engineers were way ahead of their time. They built a stealth aircraft before there was anybody even thought about it, before radar was widely used.
By the help and of aliens? Sure.
A lot of other things. And supposedly they had a crashed spacecraft where they got all this information and all this technology to do all that. And then they started the World War. They're like, we got alien technology. We can take over the world.
Here's the thing. All right. I'm not saying.
But they aliens... know that America had our own UFO.
Here's the
nope. I'm not interested in this. I'm way too...
You're too sober for this.
Way too sober for this. I am not entertaining this. Go ahead.
All I'm saying, the aliens chose wrong. Okay.
So if they fucked that, what else are they fucking
What do you mean
up?
They chose
I don't
wrong?
Know. I think Mexico. You know, apparently.
Mexico, and then they were in Mexico, and they go like, screw this, and went to the United States.
Yes,
okay,
you,
I'm just
you
saying.
See the bukkake covered Mexican aliens?
Apparently, it was a cake.
If I don't know if it was a cake. It looks like an alien covered in bukkake, bro. Like, that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, that's
bro,
what they do.
That game, alien hat.
That's what they fun. Do. There.
You know, that's exactly what the cartel does. They'll find something they don't like, and they're like, let's just rape it, you know?
God, Jesus Christ.
They'll either rape it, cook it, or sell it. One of the three.
Unfortunately, that sounds like the Mayans, isn't it?
Definitely. Definitely. And, you know, it makes sense. You know, the Mexicans haven't changed in a millennia. You know, they get tired of the whites, and then they go, we're either going to sell them, cook them, or eat them. You know, one of the three. I don't know.
Well, at least they moved away from that human sacrifice thing. So
Did they? Don't you remember during, like, the height of the Bush administration?
Oh, my God.
All the videos coming out of Mexico of people getting stewed? Do you not think that's human sacrifice, sir?
Where the fuck are you seeing?
Hey, I believe there was an eclipse that year, so...
Even I'm going, okay, Eric, I love you, my brother. I do, but Jesus, dude. I crossed the line. You jumped it. You know what I'm saying?
This is.
I didn't know there was a line. Was there a line?
We had four comics. We had four comics in here, and it only took 1 minute for them to, like, get us flagged. It took 20 seconds, Danny, on the show to say something that I'm like, yep, that's a flag. That's a community guideline violation.
But hold on. Here's the thing. You can have five comics in there. Right, but none of them are Daniel Gonzalez, and none of them think the way that I do.
That is true.
They are white. If that's what you're inferring, they were all white.
No. They're just not fucking mentally sick like I am.
Yeah,
they're not mentally sick.
That's nothing to do with race. Like, I mean, I think it's
one of them lives in a bus, bro.
Dude, I was touring with freaking Brian Holtzman. So, yes, I've been fucking infiltrated by the dark thoughts of comedy in my brain, okay?
Hey, I've been escorted by the police before, and I had some dark thoughts, so.
Well, but you don't live in a bus.
No, I don't live in a
bus. And on top of that, I'm probably the worst type of Puerto Rican. I'm the Puerto Rican that was raised in Florida.
Yeah, so you're like
I thought the worst ones were raised in New York.
Like, no. The ones in New York think they're Puerto Rican when they're not. See, I was born on the island, but
those are hybrid Puerto Ricans because they're cold resistant. So
yeah. Those are nice. Those are nice because they withstand the cold. But here's the thing: when you grew up in a place like me, where it's like, hey, you're Puerto Rican from the island, also like you didn't really leave because you just went to another place that gets even more hurricanes than Puerto Rico. You just tend to grow up just a little bit crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, it's a hurricane. I'm like, so.
So you can actually in Florida and you have a hurricane, you can actually leave the state. In Puerto Rico, not so much.
No,
where the fuck would you go? It's a fucking island that's 100 by 30 fucking two.
Here's the thing.
Where would you go?
And Eric, in Florida, you go to Georgia. Shut up. Only pussies leave, okay?
Only the pussies leave, okay?
Listen, in 2004...
Listen, I lived in Puerto Rico, and I felt safe in a concrete building. I tell you what, if you go down to Florida, they do not have concrete buildings.
No, they don't, but somehow, most of us survive. And you know why? Because we're not pussies. That's why, all right? We look at alligators and stare them in the face. It's like, try me, motherfucker. What's up? And they go,
Missouri people drink beer when the tornado alarms go off. I don't want to hear it.
Sir. You're afraid of the ocean. Shut the fuck up.
Have you seen what the fuck is in the ocean?
Sir, I love the ocean.
Because we know less than 90 fucking percent. It's a logical fucking fear.
Sir, in the year 2005... I was in Panama City, Florida, on the beach right before a Category 4 hurricane hit landfall. And I was like, this is nice surfing weather.
What?
Of course it is.
Missouri people drink beer when they see a tornado, bro.
Yeah, but, you know.
We take shots every time it takes out a house.
Yeah, but y'all don't have the boss to step in. Y'all don't have the boss to live in Florida, though. Let's just be real. Y'all don't have the boss to live in Florida. You know.
I stopped myself there. If that's the case.
I'm just saying, bullets don't slow down a hurricane or a tornado.
Bullets don't slow down a tornado.
Yeah.
Do bullets slow down a hurricane, you think? You think you can snipe?
Like, you know what slows down a hurricane?
Goku. Fucking Goku, bro.
Bacardi.
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 Bro, that is a good commercial right there for you, bro. Right there. Danny's just walking on the beach and he's just like, oh, all right, it's that time. And just fucking pops
I'm walking sideways like
bottle.
This. I'm walking sideways.
Bro, Bacardi, yo, what's up? Get your boy Danny. Oh, God.
You know, that would be... Like, seriously, the only thing that slows down a hurricane is the fact that you can buy tons of booze right before it comes and you just pass out. Okay.
You can do
and
edibles either... now. I mean, it's a different day. It's a different day and age.
If I don't get liver cirrhosis by the end of the hurricane, I don't want it.
Oh, my God, no. God, no. Mm-mm.
That's reasonable. Yeah.
No. It's horrible. It is horrible.
Oh, yeah, and the mountain cocaine wasn't.
And the mountain, no, that was even worse.
Hey. Jesus, okay.
This just progressively escalates. So like, okay. Let's see how many times we get a community guideline. I already know we're getting 2 copyright hits, so we'll see.
Okay. Disclaimer for whoever is listening. This is all for entertainment purposes. These are all bits and... not serious things. We are also using things called fair use. So yes, we did use a couple of clips, but guess what? They are not copyrighted because it's within fair use. We're reacting to those things.
Matt Best, we love you. We love you, Matt Best.
Matt Best, I live close by.
Yeah, we do not need a cease.
I live close by.
Yeah, I do not want to get a cease and desist by Matt Best. So.
I would
cease and desist. I think he would love this. If he saw this online, he was like, oh my God.
His brother's been on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you need to get the real guy. You know, you don't want to get the brother. You want to get the real guy. Come on.
Don't
oh,
say
man.
That. No, Yuli's nice. Yuli's dope.
No, I'm not saying he's not.
He just retired as a firefighter.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah, that dude's never done drugs. So we told him we're going to give him an edible and put him on the podcast.
Yeah. He hasn't come back.
And he's like, okay. And like, I texted him. I go, hey, when we giving you that edible? He goes, let me see. I was like, motherfucker, I know what you do every day. Like, stop bullshitting me. You're retired. Dude, that would be something because he's so goofy as it is.
Yeah.
That would be interesting to see.
That would be interesting.
It'll go either one of two ways. It'll light him up or put him to sleep. That's the only
thing. I think
the only
thing that I would like to do is do an edible with Joey Diaz and probably.
I am afraid. Dude, I think he's older now, and I know he's chilled out, right? Like, he's, like, legit chilled out compared to past years. But it's like, if you're catching Joey Diaz from, like, 2017, 2018, when he was doing Stars of Death on his podcast, we're not coming out of there alive.
Yeah.
We're going to come out alive, but we're going to have a religious experience.
And he's just going to hear him do the national anthem.
Not some sort of Catholic coming to...
Hey, find that clip of him doing the Independence Day speech. Find that clip of him the Independence Day speech. Imagine getting fucking blasted while he's just going through some pro-America bullshit.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's Joey Diaz Independence Day. Type that in.
I don't think I've
seen
that.
This is phenomenal, bro. This is more American than America itself, just so you know.
During the national anthem? He goes off during the national anthem? Wait, what the fuck?
I am.
Oh, y'all have never seen this. I'm excited. I've reposted this for the last 3 years just because.
Joey Diaz. Okay. This one?
Yeah.
Anyway, have a great weekend. And let me tell you something. Hit it, Lee.
Cocksucker. Oh, God. He put the glasses down.
Get up, cocksuckers, it's all over. Listen, we had a rough couple of months. Fucking Katrina's cousin Maria, the other one, Puerto Rico, Houston, fucking Florida. Listen, it's been tough up to now. The earth.
Salute, motherfuckers.
You know, the White House, whoever the fuck is going on, but it don't matter. They want to shoot, it's time for us to fucking shoot, cocksuckers. They want to get down and dirty. Don't forget who the fuck we are. You understand me? We're the baddest motherfuckers out there. You send a message to that fucking North Korean. He's going to be sniffing my dick and sucking my asshole. That's the focus. We're going to North Korea in like a year. It's going to be an island. It's going to glow in the dark. You know why? Because we're Americans, cocksuckers. Who the fuck do you think you're dealing with? Stop with the gun control. They're selling more guns than ever the last 3 days. Stop with the fucking whining. Stop with the Russians on Facebook. I don't give a fuck. Worry about yourself. Keep your eyes open and get the fuck off Snapchat and fucking Twitter, cocksucker.
Oh my God. Bro, that's the motivational speak we need. Speech we need before going to war, bro. My dick is hard now. Like, fuck.
Man.
A salute. You had a salute.
I stood up. Eric took his hat off and started crying. Like, it was wild.
It was insane.
Bro, that dude needs to give a speech like that to, like, the Navy SEAL class. Wherever they start what? They just need a plan. They're like, I'm toxic. Get the fuck out. Could you imagine, bro, graduating from Navy SEAL school and it's like, who gave your commencement speech?
Oh my God. Jesus. Dude, that is my favorite pro-America speech of all time. I'm sorry.
That's not even pro-America. It's like pro-people. Like,
oh, it's fucking...
Could you imagine that?
The only thing that would have made it better if it was Jimi Hendrix playing the
oh my God.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine. Bro, I saw that like for the first time like 2 years ago, and I literally like died. And every time I see it, I die because he's going in ham, bro. And it's been 3 years since this shit, and it's still relevant. Jesus. It's still relevant.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's insane. It's insane. I love that guy.
I don't know what I would do if I ever got to like hang out with him.
I know exactly what I would do.
I know what I would
be doing. You would be doing edibles. I know that.
No, I would probably ask him about like history, like some Cuban history and stuff like that. And like him growing up, I'd be very interested in asking him about that.
He talks about that.
He talks about that way too much, man. You gotta go in a different angle. He's talked so much about that. I think you would have to go in a different angle.
So what's it like having it? No, I don't know.
It should be like, hey, Uncle Joey.
No, I am not calling him that. I would call him Theo Joey. Theo Joey.
Oye, vaya, tío, mira, como tú, how do you make the Cuban egg roll look the way it does and not get fired?
Oh my God, Jesus Christ!
Oh, see, I thought you would have went a different direction. It's like,
that's a legitimate question, right? It's like, how do I show my dick to random people and not get fired? Because apparently you've never been fired from a freaking scene.
Oh my God. Jesus. That is not a question that I'm entertaining.
No. No.
That is how a guest walks out and then you're just like, ah, fuck.
If it's Uncle Joey, he'll do it for you.
Listen right here, cocksucker.
Listen, first of all, you gotta fucking grab the nuts and bring them up. And then present just the penis. You know what I'm saying? You can't show both at the same time.
Oh my God. That way you make him think it's a slinky. No, my God.
You just make him think it's extra elbow skin. It's fine.
Extra elbow skin. Oh my God. Oh, it's so bad. That's so bad.
Oh my God.
Hey, so I got a few more minutes left with you. Tell me about this new show. Tell everybody about
man. Yeah,
the
yeah, yes, yeah.
The new show.
So me and my boy Will Diaz, aka Theo Willie, we started a podcast called EOW every other Wednesday. Man, it's just, you know, we're both comics, we both like pro wrestling, and we like the ridiculousness of it. And now with all the stuff that's happening and, you know, combat sports and wrestling and them merging, it's kind of the perfect time to kind of combine our powers and just start covering the current events of all that. On top of that, we talk a whole lot of shit. We shit on each other the entire time. It's a fun podcast. We got 2 episodes out now and we're doing really well. Thank God.
All right.
And it's the Instagram is up at EOW.pod. And it's a fun time, bro. It's a fun time. We cover, you know, just basic stuff, man. Just wrestling, talking trash. We look back at like the old school Puerto Rican wrestling days of like Carlos Colon and Bruiser Brody. We're doing a little bit of everything. If you like wrestling, it's for you. If you like a Bill Burr style podcast where we react to crap, we're for you too.
Except it's two brown men.
It's two brown men.
That's the equivalent of one Bill Burr. Two brown men.
No. Here's the cool thing. It's also bilingual because we both speak English and Spanish. So if you don't understand what we just said, just wait 5 seconds and we'll say it in Spanish again. So, you know, it's going to be great.
Call me.
No, man, it's fun. It's fun. We got some pretty cool guests lined up. It's going to be an interesting time. So I really do urge everybody who either likes wrestling, UFC, or just likes overall shit talking, just, you know, go ahead and subscribe, hit us up, hit us a line, and, you know, we'll figure it out how to incorporate that to the show. And it's fun, man. We combined our powers. Like I said, it's turning out really good. So I'm proud of it. I am truly.
Oh, good.
Truly
good.
That's good. What is it again, Danny? EOW pod?
EOW.pod on Instagram, and it's every other Wednesday. You can find it everywhere you listen to your podcast at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon. It's been in the works for a while, and it's finally out into the public to be consumed. And we're excited, man. There's a bunch of behind the scenes skits. There's a bunch of stuff we've been working on. So we're slowly rolling all that out, and I'm excited for it. I really, really am. And I say that with the bottom of my heart. Like, I'm really proud of this project, and it's been good, man.
It's been good, brother.
Good. I'm happy for you. That's good. That's good. I like that.
And for everybody listening, man, we appreciate the support. The podcast is still growing and moving on. We're actually extending here in a little bit. So for everybody listening, man, just give us a follow on Patreon. That's Patreon at Regal Podcast. And on the YouTube, just hit the subscribe button and follow Danny. Follow Danny.
Yes.
Everybody follow Danny.
My personal podcast will be back eventually, but my Instagram is at Boppy _the comic. Follow me on all socials, guys. Thank you guys so much. And boys, I love y'all. Y'all family. Thank you for always letting me come up here and act a fool, man. Thank you.
We'll see we'll love having you every time. We'll see you real soon.
Oh, yeah. Real soon.
Rico.
Podcast.
Bring a friend.